无论你去哪儿，我都跟着你的。Wherever you go, I'll follow you. 无论你有多忙，你得抽出一定的时间来学英语。So however busy you are, you must spare some time to study English. 那么同学对于这个 ever 的用法应该是很清楚的。所以但是每一年呢，那么这些狗还是要被派到雪地里去，去帮助那些遇到困难的旅游者。那么它突出了什么呢？ Whenever, 无论是什么时候，只要是有这种情况。 Despite the new tunnel, 尽管已经修好了新的隧道。 Despite, 介词用来和名词动名词形式搭配，它相当于 in spite of. There are still a few people who rashly attempt to cross the path on foot. 但依旧有一些游客冒险的徒步跨越圣伯纳的山口，很莽撞的 rashly 企图做某事 attempt to do something. Attempt to do something 等于 try to do something, 但是语气比 try to 要正式的多。同学们发现我们这里运用了限制性定语从句。 We know a few people rashly attempt to cross the path on foot.在这个简单句当中 A few people rashly attempt to cross the path on foot 表明的含义，有些人还依旧冒险徒步跨越圣伯纳的山口。但根据本文这本句话的特点，同学们发现我们已经采用了 there 加 be 句式，所以在同一个简单句式当中不可能连续出现两个谓语动词。这个时候我们要借助于复合句，也就是从句了。Oh, there are still a few people who rashly attempt to cross the path on foot. Okay, now, translate my sentence, please. 注意翻译下面的语句，同时要把握复合句式它的运用形式。依旧有一些在教室里正在学英语的同学。There are still a few students studying English in the classroom.我们这里运用的了 ing 形式，现在分词做定语修饰 people 表示这个动作正在进行，或者现在分词修饰 students。 当然也可以运用定语从句的结构。 There are still a few students who are studying English in the classroom. Okay, this is the first paragraph. Now, let's get on to the second one. During the summer months, the monastery is very busy.Why? For it is visited by thousands of people who cross the path in cars. In car means by car. As there are so many people about, the dogs have to be kept in a special enclosure. 请同学们注意。As there are so many people about, 在此处是一个副词。表示到处周围 It means here and there. 那么我们在应用的时候经常用来表达到处和动词等等进行搭配。 For example, Don't litter waste paper about. Don't litter waste paper about. 不要到处乱扔废纸。如果同学们想表达环顾四周 look about, 到处走 go about, 到处跑 run about, 到处闲逛 wander about, wander, W-A-N-D-E-R, wander, 啊，不要发音发错，不是 wander, 啊， wander. 那么如果你强调这片森林面积达方圆数百英里，那么我们可以用 about 或 around. So the forest stretches for hundreds of miles about. Are you clear? 因为周围到处都是人，所以这些狗呢被圈在了特殊的圈地里。 The dogs have to be kept in a special enclosure. Keep 使 某人或某物处于某种状态，它经常和介词短语、形容词、分词，包括现在分词和过去分词搭配连用，表示一种状态。 For example， 不要让他进来， Keep him out， Keep him out， 不要让他出去， Keep him in。 那么如果我们想强调一定要让这猫咪待在房间里， So to keep the cat in the room， 一定要让这个猫咪不要进屋来， So to do keep the cat out of the room， OK。 那么在用分词的时候，究竟选择现在分词还是过去分词，取决于它和 keep 后面名词的关系，也就是说和宾语的关系。如果表示逻辑的主谓关系，我们应该采用现在分词。 For example， 对不起让您久等了， I'm sorry to keep you waiting， I'm sorry to keep you waiting， 要使你等待， keep you waiting。 如果 keep 后面的宾语和宾语补足语之间的关系，也就是说和这个新分词的关系是逻辑的动宾关系，那么这个时候我们一定要采用过去分词。比如说，这羊一直被拴在这树上，拴 tie T-I-E， So the lamb was kept tied to a tree。 那么如果我们把它这个句子变成主动语态，我把这个羊拴在了树上， I kept the lamb tied to the tree， 我们运用到的是过去分词 tied， 因为它和 lamb 之间的关系是一个逻辑的动宾关系。 OK， now let's go on。 In winter, however, life at the monastery is quite different。 然而在冬天，圣伯纳德的生活是完全不一样的， quite different。如果我们表示恰恰相反， quite the opposite， quite the opposite， the temperature drops to minus 30 degrees and very few people attempt to cross the path， 温度下降到零下30度 minus 30 degrees， 没有几个人企图跨越这个山关隘， the monks prefer winterto summer, for they have more privacy. The monks prefer winter to summer. 那么根据我们在二册所学过的知识， prefer something to something， 表示宁愿而不。 For example, I prefer reading to doing nothing. I prefer reading to doing nothing. 我宁愿看书，也不愿意什么都不做。这个男孩宁愿吃苹果也不要吃香蕉， The boy prefers apples to bananas。 要注意这里运用介词 to。 与 we prefer 的第二个重点表达方式， prefer to do than do something， 注意到这个特点了吗？ prefer to do 和不定式 to 直接搭配，表示宁愿做某事。如果你想表达而不愿做， than do，在比较连接词典时候要和动词原形搭配。 So 他宁愿看书也不愿意什么都不做， He prefers to read than do nothing， than do nothing， 语义是不变的，一定要注意 prefer something to something， prefer to do something than do。 因为这个圣伯纳德的僧侣们喜欢清静， The dogs have great freedom too， 那么狗呢也有了自己的自由， For they are allowed to wander outside their enclosure， 因为他们被允许到这个圈地外面逛一逛了。注意的闲逛的发音我们刚刚已经提到， Oh wander。 The only regular visitors to the monastery in winter are parties of skiers who go there at Christmas and Easter. Parties of skiers, groups of skiers. 那么冬天呢，常来修道院参观的只有一批批滑雪者。注意，常来定期来修道院参观的人。The only regular visitors to the monastery. 定期来北京的一些游客。The regular visitors to Beijing, you know. These young people who love the peace of the mountains always receive a warm welcome at St. Bernard's Monastery. 我们在本课是第三次接触非现实定语从句。首先请先理解主干。These young people always receive a warm welcome at St. Bernard Monastery. 那么这些年轻人每年都受到圣伯纳德修道院的热烈欢迎。And the young people love the peace of the mountains. 而这些年轻人都是热爱高山清净的。那么 who 引导的非现实定语从句主要是说明了 the young people 当时的这种情况。所以那么麦克参加了这次比赛，他很喜欢象棋。Mike, who loved chess very much, entered for the game. Okay, now listen to me once more. Mike, who loves chess very much, entered for the game. Are you quite clear about the key structure? 那么同学们对于这种非现实定语从句的结构是否掌握得很清楚了呢？ Now please do the exercise after school.